Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting 5th. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting 6th. The left fielder, Pete Reiser. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting 8th. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Johnny Sane. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Johnny Sane. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Ron. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting 7th. The catcher, Mickey Livingston. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron hits a fly ball into left field. Reiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sane covering, for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell takes first base on ball four. Elliott moves to second. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser bunts towards first. Mize fields the ball and throws to Jansen covering. Safe. Elliott moves to third. Russell moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elliott scores. Russell scores. Reiser moves to third. It's 2-0, Braves. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reiser scores. One out. It's 3-0, Braves. Johnny Sane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Holmes trying to get to third. Marshall throws the ball into Gordon, who tags Holmes for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sane moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sane scores. Stanky moves to third. It's 4 to nothing, Braves. Dave Coslow now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Reiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Russell strikes out. Two outs. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reiser hits a line drive towards short. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0 for 1 in the game. Ron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Ron moves to third. It's 4 to 1, Braves. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark misplays the ball. That's an error on Dark. Ron scores. Lockman moves to third. It's 4-2, Braves. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockman scores. Gordon moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Braves. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Holmes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Holmes moves to second. One out. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes, who is chasing the ball. Marshall reaches third base with a triple. Augie Gallen pinch hits for Mickey Livingston. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Marshall scores. One out. It's Braves, 4, Giants, 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 0 for 1 in the game. Coslow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kerr moves to third. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Coslow moves to second. It's 5-4, Giants. Bobby Hogue now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Walker Cooper now catching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Elliott moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elliott scores. It's Braves, 5, Giants, 5. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reiser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mize. The throw from Sockold and he is safe. Mize steals second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 5. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey pinch hits for Bill Sockold. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Phil Massey now catching. Don Mueller pinch hits for Buddy Kerr. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Lorke pinch runs for Don Mueller. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coslow bunts towards the mound. Hoag fields it and throws to first for the out. Lorke moves to second. One out. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ron for the out. Lorke moves to third. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Reiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 5. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler now playing shortstop. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-3 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. It's 6-5, Braves. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reiser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Reiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Giants 5. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Pete Milne pinch hits for Dick Culler. Pete Milne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milne bunts towards first. Torgerson fields the ball and throws to Hoag covering. Safe. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coslow bunts towards the mound. Hoag fields it and throws to first for the out. Milne moves to second. One out. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark misplays the ball. That's an error on Dark. Milne moves to third. Nels Potter now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reiser. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Milne scores. Ron moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Braves, 6, Giants, 6. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Giants 6. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Rigney now playing shortstop. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Stanky hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Marshall bunts towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper is walked intentionally. Bobby Hoffman pinch runs for Walker Cooper. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney bunts towards the mound. Potter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thompson moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thompson. The slide. Massey applies the tag. Thompson is out. Two outs. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coslow strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Boston Braves, 6. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.